Good morning, I'm David Warnock, and welcome to Baltimore's Future. My guests this morning are Jessica McNeely and Alyssa Allen, who are winners of the 2015 Baltimore Social Innovation Journal Award. I'm excited to have them on our show. Welcome. Talk a little bit about your project, why you got featured in the Social Innovation Journal, and what we're going to do about it.
So we started as graduate students really noticing this disconnect between researchers and the communities that researchers go into to find solutions for problems. And really, there's a real lack of communication between the two. And there's this real long history of researchers going into communities, disempowering communities through research, taking information from community members, taking it away, and not sharing it back with the community to really talk about what solutions and problems that the community really cares about. And so we started noticing that there's some real need to start healing the relationship between researchers and communities so that we can create sustainable solutions.
So talk a little bit about the ideas that you have with respect to creating language and communication skills between researchers and folks in the community.
In some sense, it's all coming down to making sure that we're first talking about the same thing. And a lot of times, it's really about the researcher's responsibility to understand the language of the community that you're working with. It's almost like going to a different country. It's really making sure that we're keying in, and so when they say certain things, we know exactly what we mean, and not being afraid to say, I don't know what you mean. Can you help me understand that? And I think coming in as an expert role, I think a lot of people feel stupid to say that I don't know what you're talking about. You have expertise here.
Well, the question is, if you can't communicate, the question, who's the stupid one? It's not about your IQ. It's about your ability to communicate.
Exactly. And I think that because there hasn't been this kind of communication, that you end up kind of having, you know, projects that aren't as intelligent as they should be.
So what's a template, Alyssa, if we're thinking about a new research project to start the right way communicating with the folks that we're going to be working with to gather data?
Yeah, so I think it really is about coming to the table in a really humble way. Back to what Jess was saying about that sort of coming in the expert role can be really intimidating to the people you're working with as well. And so what we really learned is that it was important to come in and just be explicit about that. Like, hey, we're not experts in this. We have not experienced food insecurity. You know, what do you have to say about this? What are your ideas? And then starting from there, and it just really changes the dynamic, because there really is this inherent power imbalance that happens when someone is coming from an institution, someone is coming from such a high level of education that, you know, can sometimes really impede communication.
Well, thank you so much for joining me today. It's always interesting talking to you. You're on to some great stuff.
Thank you so much for having us.
For more of this interview with these Baltimore Social Innovation Journal winners, visit www.warnockfoundation.org or wypr.org. Baltimore's Future is produced by the Warnock Foundation for WYPR. For the Warnock Foundation, I'm David Warnock.